The United States of America is home to more than 300 million people and the third largest country in the world. The system of government that is the foundation of this country was being developed 235 years ago with the Declaration of Independence, and the Constitution governing the people is 224 years old. As we celebrate our nation's birthday, pause for a moment and consider how much the average American understands how their government works. The Fremont Civics Foundation is one organization that is working to help educate people about our government. I spoke with President and Founder Alex Boyle. The Fremont Civics Foundation is a nonprofit organization, and it is devoted to education, awareness, and spreading the word about civics and the importance of civics in not only the foundation of this country, but in the future of American society. Please tell me how this started.
Well, it kind of evolves with my own personal history because I am also the founder of the organization. I can take that back to just being aware, for whatever quirky reason, of presidential politics when I was a kid. That evolved into being an engaged high school student, very active with college Republican organizations when I was in college. I attended a small college, Anderson University, Anderson, Indiana, before I returned back to the South and would study some graduate classes here at lovely University of Tennessee, Chattanooga. And it's just been a passion of mine. Being engaged in our governmental process is just fundamental to me because I see the incredible value. People who focus in one area of a career can have great impact. Our political figures can tweak policy and affect an entire nation.
When you look at youth in America today, middle school, high school, even young college students, there is an alarming number of students and young people that do not understand the formation of our government, what's going on, and not necessarily just politics in terms of specific politicians, but the functions of how the government operates.
Even the fundamental aspects, if you will, the three legs of government, our legislative branch, our executive branch, and our judiciary. The question is, can you name the three legs of government, which we just did. However, the statistical data for 12th graders of the tests that were just conducted recently say that less than one-fourth of the people taking these tests have the ability to articulate effectively even some of the fundamentals such as that.
When I was young, civics was something you took in about middle school, and it was 1 year you took a civics course, and that's basically the only time, other than maybe when you talked about American history.
Right.
If you are someone who is immigrating to this country, in order to pass that immigration exam and get citizenship, you have to know quite a bit about our government system, formation of our country, the development of laws, and all of those things that an American child studied for 1 year in middle school.
Yes.
I wonder why the disparity.
Well, number one, the people who draft those tests realize how important it is and realize that just having at least, well, I will say, a fundamental awareness of a process, a fundamental awareness of the nature of the republic. One of my deep frustrations is to hear so many people refer to the United States as a democracy. People think, oh, well, you are a democracy. Well, that's not totally true. In fact, if you want the legal definition, we are a democratically elected constitutional republic. Well, what's the difference between a republic and a democracy? And here we go to that fundamental information that the people often have a disconnect, especially when we elect a president, because the presidential electoral process is the greatest example of the republic at work, because you are literally electing at the state level through a democratic process presidential electors who then choose who to vote for president. We need to understand the fundamental differences between a republic and a democracy. We need to understand that there are courses of action. I had a great opportunity to interview Andy Card, who was the chief of staff to the second Bush for nearly 7 years. You could just sense this passion when he said this, is people need to know that there's different ways to redress issues that you have with your government. And one of the questions that we asked him was, if I had the microphone to speak to the youth of America, what would you want to say? And he said, please be willing to stand up for something you care for and voice your opinion and remember that there's courses you can do to help change things to what you think is better. And so it's that process being engaged, and that's what civics is. It's understanding those processes and those avenues. We can address our Congress by writing our representative or our U.S. Senator. We can even address our president, send a letter to the White House. When it comes to the judiciary, well, then you have to engage a legal process, but it is also a course of action.
The Fremont Civics Foundation is a nonprofit that is hoping to change this understanding with the youth of America. What activities is this organization engaged in that will help educate our youth?
One of our cornerstone programs, and we do this under Civic Society of America, is geared directly towards a mentoring program where we seek out engaged leading college students who want to participate, and then they become our frontline volunteers. And we help through some training and our process and software where we bring them up to speed on how to be basically a college mentor for high school students. If you want to look at some truly great leaders, you will see that most always there are people who engage them in a mentor capacity. So one of our cornerstones is a mentoring aspect.
So what does citizenship mean to you?
I like concrete definitions that people can go to that have a way, and this one reaches out to me. Citizenship. Know your duties as a citizen. We have a definite role to play. We have responsibilities to our nation, our state, and in some ways even our world. While we do not push a religious position, you know, you can in a civic debate as long as you're being civil. Be supportive of the process. So to me, the citizenship is about being engaged, about being informed. And that takes some concentration. It takes some effort. And the fallacy that we're a free society or a free country, it's not completely that way. You've got to invest. I think that's a portion of what's missing today in the narrative, talking about civics.
The Fremont Civics Foundation is based in Savannah, Georgia. You can contact Alex Boyle or the foundation through Facebook. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.